old nigger man lived down there, and he had three or four kids. And he was to have died while they would have buried him. They would have got him a casket. And then she'd have lived right there, right on. And worked just like he did to raise them kids.
With the father and mother died, what would you call
them? Orphans. Orphans,
somebody, one person took care of them, and it wasn't their mother and it wasn't their father, and they were orphans. What would you call that person?
I don't know. I don't know that I ever seen it done. Now, I did know one family where the mother died, but there was some smaller boys. Well, one of them, in fact, him and I were the same age, and his brother just stepped over in his mother's place, and he did the housework and went right on. He kept that family together, and in fact, he raised them, put them through school. Just like a mother would. He done all the cooking, that boy did, and he done the washing, and you didn't, when you talk about washing, you got out there and you done your work, your washing by hand. You didn't have no such a thing as a washing machine, and they all hung them on a line. They have a clothes line, hang them out on a line. They didn't, nobody had a dryer, and a lot of people preferred drying them in the sun than they would have preferred to dry them. Like, now you take right now, my wife, she got a dryer out there, and she uses it only on a bad day. She likes to dry on a bad day, but a day like the sun shining now. She washed this morning. She hung them out on the line. She got lines out there. She hangs them on because she wants to get that sunshine in them clothes. And, you know, just one of them ideas that somebody gets. It may be good, it may not. I don't know. But she got a dryer out there, and she don't use it. Only just once in a great while, she'll throw them in there and let them dry. Well, they ironed them. Everybody ironed clothes, and they starched them, and the little girls' dresses, I've seen them starched right there, stick out like almost like a board. And they'd have, my sisters, they were just little girls, and have two or three petticoats on under them dresses, and them stick out, you know, and that's when they dressed up going to Sunday school. In this little old town where I was raised there, everybody on Sunday morning went to Sunday school. I mean, you went to Sunday school. If you wasn't sick, you went to Sunday school, and on Sunday night, you went to church. And we used to go to church every Sunday night. That's where you went. Everybody kind of expected it. They expected to go to church. It didn't matter what denomination you belonged to, you just went to church. Just one church, and he'd preach, and sometimes be one, maybe a Baptist preacher, and next time you'd be up there listening to a Methodist preacher. But you went to church. It didn't matter who was preaching. Oh, they, when we used to go to parties, and we'd have, dropped a handkerchief and I don't know, I can't remember all the games they did play. Dropped a handkerchief though, they were always playing that. Yeah, horseshoes? Uh-huh. Well, some of the men, they always pitched horseshoes. Yeah, but